gentlemen, you're very welcome to yet another Coffee with Colin. Delighted to have you join me, and in particular, I'd like to you to join me in welcoming my special guest today. It's Karen Papin. Karen, you're very welcome to Coffee with Colin.
Thanks very much, and cheers. I have my cup ready for you.
There's the cup there. I'm always interested in the cup. Beautiful.
I'm very specific about what cup I will drink tea out of and what cup I will drink coffee out of. Never the twain shall rarely meet.
Okay, well, there you go. That's interesting. That's something worth unpicking at another time.
Not for this discussion.
All right, Karen, this is a real pleasure having you here. Thanks for taking some time to a quick chat. And we're going to talk about all things pendulum in a few minutes. But on the basis that some people don't get to the end of videos for whatever reason, let's just tell them, please, you tell them who you are, what you do, where you're based, and how they can find you. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Colin. My name is Karen Papin. I trained for many years and had a graphic design business. I now have moved into brand storytelling for businesses that are already in existence, have a brand. Maybe it's not serving its purpose. Maybe they want to sort of add to it, tweak to it, and make sure that their story is what they want it to be and is connecting with the audience. So that's just one of the spaces I've moved into recently. I'm also looking at a few other ventures, which will all have storytelling as a theme, but might not be so business based. I am currently living in the beautiful Kinvara area, just outside Galway. I'm loving it. And my business called Point Zero. So I have a website, pointzero.ie, if anyone is looking to find out more about how they can get to tell their story.
Oh, I love it. Great. Still very succinct. I like that. And ladies and gentlemen, when I first met Karen online sometime last year, I asked her the question that is in everybody's mind here. Is that a real background, Karen?
That is actually my house. Yes. I was incredibly blessed to find this house here in the end of 2022. And that wall is actually, we think it's the original wall of the house. And then the other side is like a double height drop down into the sitting room. And just this big stone wall in the middle of my house. Absolute heaven. And from a girl as, you know, fellow Dubliner, I know we've talked about that, who lived in an apartment all her life. The idea of a house with all of this sort of going on inside it is sort of blowing my mind still, even after a year living here. But yeah.
No, it's wonderful. It's absolutely beautiful now. And we're not jealous at all. I say that to everybody watching and listening. We're not at all jealous. We wish you the best.
So much. And so sincerely given, Colin. I really appreciate it.
Karen and I, yes, we are both Dubs, except I'm from the north side. So I told her whenever we meet, and we did meet at Pendulum, I told her to watch a handbag because she's a Southsider.
As the answer was, I always do when there's Northsiders around, Colin. So, you know, well trained.
And for those that are listening, it's only Northsiders are allowed to tell those jokes. Right, we better get into it. Yeah, pleasure having you here, but also a real pleasure meeting you at the Pendulum Summit recently. Handful of questions just to get your perspective, if that's okay.
Of course.
Enjoy it.
I absolutely loved it. I wasn't sure what to expect from it. It was my first time going, and just thank you so much for inviting me to go as part of the group. I realized afterwards to go on your own to something like that would be a very different experience to the one we had. I thought it was going to be more business networking, what was happening outside the talks. But the fact that it is just 2 days of the most intense personal development, you're getting to hear just this incredible speakers that I just wouldn't have had access to. I think it's 2 days of self-development that you could distill down over a year. You know, that if you think of the courses, the books, the webinars, the YouTube videos you'd have to watch to get what you get in 2 days sitting in the convention center. You know, it was remarkable. Right. Absolutely remarkable.
I was lovely having you there as part of the group. And, you know, I was going anyway. I just put it out there to my networks to say, look, I'm going anyway. I want to come along. And delighted that Karen joined us as one of 20 vagabonds, we call ourselves. And I'm glad that enhanced the experience.
Oh, yeah.
Experience wonderful as a standalone. So Karen, over 2 days we heard a rake of speakers. Have you a standout speaker and why? Or speakers?
Well, do you know, it was kind of a surprise. I think I did mention to you before I go, I'm a proponent of the Wim Hof method. And so I was very excited that he was going to be there. And I really thought before I went, Wim, you know, is going to be the highlight. And I mean, you couldn't call it an interview, you know, the presentation that he gave. But actually, when I went back to it, I realized that the speaker who had made the biggest impact almost immediately was Charlie Engel, the long distance endurance athlete, who was the first speaker, if I'm right, on the first day. And there were a number of things I loved. First off, I loved his delivery. I loved that way of speaking. He was just a natural storyteller. But if you'd honestly told me that the standout speaker for me was like an ultra endurance marathon runner who runs, but like I have the notes in front of me, and he's the one that affected me immediately. I that first day I thought, you know what, I need to set myself a physical challenge, something that will push me and extend me, and what will that be? And on day two, I rang my sister and said, you know, that plan we had to do the Wicklow Way and take a week, and how do you feel about doing it? And so we've booked to do that in September. But it's things like, I mean, again, like I've got the notes here, like we should do hard things on purpose. It's what we're here for. Commit to doing something every day. Keep showing up. When it's uncertain, go do what you do best. Whatever your gift is, you have to give it to others. This just started affecting me straight away. Like it's, you know, I know what he's talking about, but it's so relatable to life, I think, to business, to yourself. So I've started walking every day. I've quoted him to other people. I love he'd one about something, you know, sometimes all you can do is run the mile in front of you or something. It was just, I just found his talk unexpected in its content, but has relate I've related to it so much, just in nearly all aspects, I think, of my life. And as I said, started affecting me like at it, at Pendulum.
Amazing. That's absolutely
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, Charlie.
I was a bit like you, you know, Wim Hof sold it to me. I was going anyway, but you know, when I Wim Hof, because I've been a cold water swimmer for years, year round. And so I was going to listen to him. And as you say, that wasn't an interview. It was like the poor interviewer was, it was like herding mice at a crossroads. Just this one guy. But Charlie Engel kick the whole thing off. I'm just blown away by within the first few minutes of 2 days, you get slapped in the head, right? You know, deer. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's wonderful.
And like I've done it, I recently did up a vision board, and I realized like most of the quotes are from him. And you know, like I said, I have the notes. I actually have my book here, and like I've nothing written down of Wim Hof, because what were you gonna write down, you know? And he was glorious, as you know, but yeah, I just thought Charlie Engel, yeah, everything. I loved his delivery, I loved what he said, I loved what it's done for me, and how it sort of pushed me, you know, to kind of think about what challenges I could set for myself. I said I've been walking every day now, setting these goals. And I just think he made an awful lot of sense. And I really loved his delivery, his
Yeah.
presentation style. I love that kind of easy narrative storytelling.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
was
It
great.
wasn't hard sell in any shape or form. It was just, this is me, this is what I've done. Take from it what you will, if anything at all. What's really interesting, because I've had a number of these chats with some of the vagabonds over the last number of weeks, and great to have you here. Thanks for volunteering. I won't say you're pressed, but you volunteered. And but it's really interesting because we all heard the same speakers, we all heard the words, but every one of us took something different because of where we are in our lives. And he obviously spoke to you, and I love that thing about your sister in the Wicklow Way, like day two, and saying.
Her. And she had said, and actually what she said was, oh my God, that's so weird. I literally just said to my husband like this weekend or whatever it was, God, we talked about, we did the first part of the Wicklow Way, like it must be, gosh, it could be 2007, I think it was. And we loved it. And we said, we still talk about the packed lunch we had under a tree in the rain up on the top of the fairy fort. The first one, and we both talk about, remember that lunch? It was brilliant. And we sort of, we've always talked about doing the week. And so we said, so I was like, let's
Great.
do it. You know, I mean, we've got to put these goals in, don't we? Like,
Very nice, very nice, very
challenge
nice.
ourselves.
What's your sister's name?
Andrea.
Just that, you know, we can publicly acknowledge her and then check on her in September and see did she do
That's it. Check on me whether I did it
it.
too.
Sure. Great stuff. Well, and that sort of covers my next question, which was, have you made any changes since? And the answer is yes, lots.
Yeah, lots.
Incredible, incredible.
Yeah. It's just it you know, that the whole experience of Pendulum, you've got to, I think you don't you? You have to go and experience it for yourself to really understand what impact it can have on you. I mean, yeah, I remember talking to one of the vagabonds, and they were saying it's not a direct change on your business. What happens is you go and you change yourself because of the personal development, and that then comes back into whatever your business is. You know, you'll change because of it, not directly maybe.
Yeah.
And it's just super interesting, isn't it? As you said, 20 people can go, and we all came away with with something.
We were only 20 out of 2,500 or whatever number was in the room, 2,000. And, you know, guaranteed everybody else in the room got something different from it. Even if they had the same standout speaker, they heard it differently. You said something there very interesting, which I'd like to reflect on, if I may. And that is, you know, it's not about you building your business, it's about you getting better and your business follows suit. And I've been a proponent of that for years, Karen, which is your business can never outgrow you. Your business can never outgrow you, or your career can never outgrow you. You got to do the deep inner work, which sounds a bit woo-woo to those that haven't yet made that jump, right? But you have to do the deep inner work to become worthy of what the universe is going to throw your way. And
yeah, couldn't have said it better, Colm, at all. And I also believe, like, I'm a lifelong learner. You know, I will be studying till they carry me off this mortal soil, do you know what I mean? In every shape or form. And I love it. There's a curiosity to it. It's what drives every part of me. And actually, I'm now building, not even a business, I'm building a career around all of the things that I find fascinating and all the learnings. And again, you know, in the group that you pull together of the like-minded people who came from all walks of life, all parts of Ireland, even a couple of Northsiders and other Southsiders in Dublin. You know, how the commonality was, everyone was also interested and there to learn and there to talk and there to sort of find out more. Yeah, it was magic, absolute magic.
Right,
good. Can you guess the answer to whether or not I'm going next year, Colm?
You're answering all my questions. I should have just hit record and then go for
doing a bin, is it? I'll get the bongos out and make it happen.
No. Sorry. No, look, it was great having you there. And of course, Karen and I had only ever met online, which sounds weird in this day and age, but you know what I mean, in a professional sense. And then we met in real, as my youngest daughter refers to that other world. We met in real at Pendulum. And we had a wonderful time as individuals and as a group. And if you're listening and you'd like to join us next year, you'd be more than welcome. So you're going to join us again next year. That's absolutely wonderful. You had a great time.
I'm already corralling a few other vagabonds in to join us as well. So, we should do a few.
Well, look, let me wish you all the very best in this year with everything that's going on, those changes you're making, and, of course, the business. Let's not forget the business either.
Thank you.
And I'm going to wrap this up, if I may, and come back to you for the last word, if you don't mind. So stay where you are there, Karen, please. So, folks, there you have it. Karen Papin from Kinvara, from the south side of Dublin. God bless her. But Kinvara now. And join me for Coffee with Colm. So thank you for joining us for this week's Coffee with Colm. And we hope and trust, as ever, you got something from it. Please consider what's been shared here today and apply it into your thinking for this next week. And then, very importantly, come back next week and we'll share another coffee together and we'll ruminate on some other aspect of life and business. Between now and then, get some great coffee for sure. Get some fresh air, get some R&R. If you spend too much time with other people, please take some time out for yourself, get to know yourself a little. If you spend too much time alone, please go and meet some other people. And then when the time is right, and only when the time is right, get your head back in the game, get organized for the week ahead, get stuck in, make next week count. And we'll see you this time next week for another Coffee with Colm. Sláinte. My last word, the last word, goes to my very special guest, Karen Papin.
Well, I just say to everybody, join Colm for not only a coffee and a chat, but definitely come along to Pendulum, the group. He's been very modest about what he put together and the group he puts together for the Vagabonds, because it really does make the experience. But thank you so much. I'm so grateful, Colm.